Tzadikim. So sometimes I think about you guys because you guys are really righteous people, and you think I'm saying that jokingly, but actually, according to the Kabbalah, every person with a neshama comes down to the world with a specific mission, and we have no idea if one person started out on Madriga 8 and another person on Madriga 80, and what your test is. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that, so we have no place to judge at all. And it could be the person you think is just a regular Joe Schmo, but he's really maximizing his potential, and that makes him a tzaddik in God's book. So, al tzaddikim, we're praying for all of us. Personally, I also pray for myself that I should be a tzaddik, that I should be on the level to really be the best me I can be. And on the simplest level, of course, we're davening for our tzaddikim, for our righteous people. Now, I want to tell you guys an amazing story that I read over Shabbos about a tzaddik, who I'm sure we've all heard about, and to help you understand what made him so special, a tzaddik amongst the Jewish people. So I'm talking about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And now, very often, when people, myself included, tell stories about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they tell stories about all the amazing miracles that he performed, how he blessed someone and immediately his cancer went away, or how he blessed someone and he immediately had a child. And there are amazing, amazing stories like that. But this, guys, I'm going to ask again if we put away the phone. This story is a little, this story is a little different. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. So there was a Holocaust survivor. His name was married to another lady. Her name was Bubby Ella, called by her family. And let's call him Yisrael. It's a true story. Yisrael used to basically take care of Bubby Ella. She did not deal well with the Holocaust. It was very, very hard for her. As opposed to Yisrael, who just kind of got over it and moved on with life. And his whole life he was taking care of her. He was a very, very caring and kind person. Except one day, Bubby Ella had a mental breakdown, a nervous breakdown, and she fainted, and they took her to the hospital, the EMTs. And this grandfather didn't know what to do with himself. So, what did he do? He davened mincha. And that mincha that he davened, he never davened a mincha like that before. Tears flowing, davened a very long Shemona Esrei. At the end of Shemona Esrei, somebody comes up to him, who he's never seen before, and says, I see that the Shemona Esrei you davened was like Yom Kippur. He said, yes. He said, and I see your eyes, they're full of tears. He said, yes. Can I help you? And the grandpa said, well, maybe. And he explained to him the situation. So this person listened and he said, maybe you want to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And at this point, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wasn't so well known. He wasn't famous yet. And you could just go in and get a meeting with the Rebbe. So he said, well, maybe it's a sign from God. Sure. He said, here's the address. Took a bus over to Crown Heights. And he went to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe gets a knock on the door. And this person's there, and he tells him this story. After hearing the story, the Lubavitcher Rebbe immediately grabs this person's hand. And he says, come with me. And the Rebbe says, Gabbai, hold off all my learning, hold off everything. I got something more important to take care of. So he gets onto the Rebbe car, like the bad car. And where does the rabbi go to when he's in a tough situation? Something like that. Where does he go? No, he was in 770 already. Where does the rabbi go when he's in trouble?
To the hospital.
To the Ohel. The Ohel, for those of us who are not yet Chabad.
I went there.
Just joking. The Ohel is where the Lubavitcher Rebbe's father is buried, and it's considered like a special place, a holy place. Some people call it the Kotel of Brooklyn.
What is
It's a cemetery in Queens.
Do people dive in there every day?
Yes, you can go there. To this day, it's a special place for tefillah.
There's a lot of crocs there.
Anyways, guys. Okay. You guys with me? Joseph, you with me? Slam, you ready? So they go to the Ohel. And the Rebbe does, you know, if it was just me or you or Rosenfeld, maybe we say a kapilta tehillim with a guy, and maybe two, maybe five, maybe ten, if we were really, like, steigen. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, for this random dude who we just met that day, says the entire book of Tehillim with Kavana, holding this old man's hand the entire time. It took 3 hours, or more than 3 hours, says... Who counts this guy?
That's longer than
Holy Savior. That's longer than... I've said Tehillim my entire life. 3 hours, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says Tehillim for this random Jew. And it goes without saying that the woman did get better, thank God. But that's not the point of the story. I wasn't telling you this story because it's just another miracle story. I'm telling you this story because that's what made the Lubavitcher Rebbe the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Because he was a person who genuinely cared with all his heart and was willing to be Moser Nefesh for every single Jew, for every non-Jew too. He cared about everyone. He was the one who instituted that we should go out and teach the laws of the Torah to the entire world. And it's not a Lubavitcher Rebbe pitch. It's a pitch for, this is what makes someone a tzaddik amongst the Jewish people. Someone who genuinely cares about every single person and believes in the koach of tefillah, believes with emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always willing to help, but he's willing to help in proportion to the amount that we push ourselves. So may we be counted among the tzaddikim, Allah tzaddikim, and may we be, even if we're not yet tzaddikim on that level, well, we pray for it every day in Allah tzaddikim. Maybe we never noticed it before today, but we pray that Al tadikim, va'al chasidim, or va'al geirei tzedek. Geirei tzedek is new people into the Jewish people, and some people even say bale tshuva, who maybe didn't grow up with this Jewish way being natural for them. Va'aleinu, and even us. Tein sachar tov, give us goodly reward. V'sim chalkeinu mehem, and get put our portion among them. Lo lam lo nevosh, don't let us be embarrassed. Because we rely upon your kindness. We rely upon your righteousness and your kindness. A true tzaddik is someone that views everything as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishanu Mitzakot Tzadikim. Blessed are you, Hashem, the supporter of the tzaddikim. May we all be zoche to be tzaddikim.